Welcome back to the Existential Hygienes Podcast. I'm Jacob Sager, and today we're introducing our fourth pillar, narrative hygiene. Narrative hygiene is a crucial component of the existential hygiene's framework, focusing on the stories we tell ourselves and others about our lives. It's based on the understanding that humans are inherently storytelling creatures, and that the narratives we construct profoundly shape our perception of reality, our identity, and our actions. But what exactly do we mean by narrative hygiene? Think of it as a regular practice of examining, refining, and consciously crafting the stories that define our lives. It's about asking, what stories am I telling myself? And are these narratives serving me well? In our complex world, it's easy to get caught up in limiting or destructive narratives without even realizing it. Narrative hygiene is about becoming aware of these stories, challenging those that don't serve us, and intentionally creating more empowering narratives. This hygiene is crucial because our personal narratives form the lens through which we interpret our experiences and how we make decisions. When we're trapped in a negative or limiting narrative, we may make choices that reinforce those stories, creating a self-fulfilling prophecy. On the other hand, empowering narratives can open up new possibilities and foster resilience. Narrative hygiene involves several key aspects. First, narrative awareness, recognizing the stories we tell ourselves and others. Second, narrative analysis, examining our stories for accuracy, usefulness, and impact. Third, narrative reframing, consciously reframing negative or limiting stories. Fourth, story creation, creating new, empowering narratives about ourselves and our lives. Fifth, narrative flexibility, developing the ability to hold multiple perspectives and adapt our stories as needed. As we wrap up, I encourage you to reflect on your own narrative hygiene. What stories do you frequently tell yourself? Are there narratives in your life that might benefit from re-examination or reframing? Remember, we are the authors of our own stories. Every day we have the opportunity to write a new chapter. Until next time, this is Jacob Sager, inviting you to become the conscious author of your life's narrative.